The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Are you living how you want? Is your life the life that you want? Those are giant and terrifying questions, potentially, or they're super easy to answer, and that's what you think about all the time. But I think that they're probably more giant and more terrifying questions than they are easy and fun. But fundamentally, I think that they are probably, could be, they are the most important questions that we don't ever ask ourselves. And it's not a question I really necessarily have asked myself. Sort of been on this kick, I think, just maybe being more introspective through COVID and everything else that's been going on over the past however many months that this stuff's been going on. Perhaps it's just a time that I've been a lot more introspective and thinking about things. And so anyway, so it's certainly been a lot on my mind. Live how you want is how I'm living, the way that I really want to live. And if it's not, or if there's areas that aren't ideal or perfect, not that it's ever going to be perfect, but how can I get closer to the life that I really want to live? Because why not? Why not do that? Why not ask these questions, and why not see how close you can get to it? I don't see any reason. You may discover that the way that you're living isn't really anywhere close, and I guess that would probably be a pretty compelling reason not to do it, but I think more so, you know, it's an opportunity to make some changes, to really look at again, how it is that you want to be living, what's most important to you, and to really start moving in that direction. So we have to ask ourselves that question, how we really want to live. And that's really what I wanted to do today. And I know that it's way too big of a question to eat in one bite. It's like how you eat an elephant. You got to take small bites, one little bite at a time. And I think it's better to break it down into different areas. And so that's what I want to do. And I've always thought about when you start doing goal planning and stuff like that, that there's 6 different areas that I think about and I focus on. And that's what I wanted to share with you and to help you go through this exercise if it's something you're interested in doing. So I would encourage you to take some notes, or just maybe just write down the category. It's not really taking notes, because it's more I'm interested in making this a constructive, impactful exercise that you can go through, more so than taking notes on what I think about stuff. Because it's not really what I think about stuff, it's just stuff that's helped me to frame this conversation and stay organized and really give me prompts on, hey, here's some of the things you really ought to be thinking about and kicking around and figure out what's most important to you. So now 6, feel free to add or subtract any other categories you think are appropriate or whatever. So here, let's just get started with it. And these 6 are family, community, money and career, that's 1, well-being, personal development, And then contentment and spirituality. So I think that was six. Family, community, money, career, well-being, personal development, and contentment, spirituality. Yep. So with those as your guide, let's just think about that. So when you think about family, what would an ideal family life look like for you? And it could be that you're interested in getting married or starting a family or having whatever, growing your family, spending more time with your family, doing more traveling, having more experiences, having a better relationship, having dinner once a week or every night or whatever. What is your ideal family life really look like for you? Spend more time with them. Do more things. Whatever that is for you. Play more video games. From a community standpoint, I think that I've always wanted to really be an active member in my communities. Wanted to feel like that if I'm living in a certain area, then I want to be involved in that area. And then there's certain things that I think that are important and I want to have my voice be heard around those areas. I want to feel like I'm an important stakeholder, that that I'm having a positive impact. So what does that mean for you? It could be that you want to get involved in an alumni association. It could mean that you're super passionate about some nonprofit work, or there's an underserved community, or maybe you are so passionate about Black Lives Matter, or you're so passionate about getting involved with law enforcement and helping them to do a great job, whatever. These are all things that I'm just trying to sort of give you prompts. And I think, you know, that Harvard study that I've referenced 10,000 times on the podcast, and it's been going on for like 100 years, and they tracked people and they figured out, or they were trying to figure out what makes a happy life. And it's having deep connections. It's having good, meaningful relationships. And for me, really community, that's what that's all about. So, and I think a lot of the time when you look at the different things that we're involved with in the community, that's really where a lot of our passions lie outside of our professional work for a lot of people. Hopefully you're a person that is really deeply passionate about your work and how you earn a living. And you can have both of those things. The next category is just dealing with money and career. So my work is really focused on helping people get better at money so that they can live how they want. That's sort of my fundamental thing there. And I don't think that it's like a chicken and the egg kind of a thing. It's like if I had more money, if I earned more money, if I was rich, then I'd have the life that I wanted. And I think that that's really, really flawed. And if you're waiting to live the life that you want and do the things that you think make for a great life until you are at some place in the future, well, I mean, that's where life happens as we're waiting, just in waiting and waiting. It could take years and years and years. So it very well could be true, though, that your ideal life is dependent on having a ton of money. Very well. But I advocate that we start moving towards that, what you want your life to look like in the meantime. So anyway, so really, what are those priorities? Maybe you do need to get out of debt. Maybe you do need to start earning more money or lower overhead or whatever. Or maybe you need to change careers because your job's killing you. It's crushing your soul. Or maybe you just need to tool up and get some new skills, get some new credentials, learn something new, start a side hustle, whatever. What are those things that you think from a money and a career standpoint could really help you live how you want? Well-being. So well-being, this is physical health. This is mental health. This is your overall well-being. This is a big one for me. I know that I've been talking a lot about becoming more resilient during this time, and the stronger we can make our physical bodies, then we become more resilient to sickness and disease. So what does your ideal life look like? Maybe you want to exercise, or you want to hike, or you want to start cooking and growing your own food, or maybe you want to become a vegan, or maybe you want to become a carnivore, whatever that is. Really think about, you know, what is it that I'm interested in doing? Do I want to be able to run a marathon? Do I want to be able to bench press 300 pounds? Do I want to be able to carry my kid up the side of a mountain? Do I want to, whatever these things are, carry my grandkids, be able to play with my grandkids? I know that that's such a huge priority for my mom, being able to be healthy enough to do that. And it's a big priority for me. You know, I I exercise and try to take care of my body. I'm 41 years old. I've got, you know, a 3.5-year-old, soon to be 4-year-old, and soon to be 1-year-old. So I know that I'm going to have to really retain the spirit of youth for as long as I possibly can. And so that's really important to me. And from a mental health standpoint, it's equally as important, making sure that that I do everything that I can to remain mentally strong and get better and better and better and be a patient person. And for me, that comes in the form of meditation. So anyway, what is it you're interested in? All I'm doing is talking about me, and this is really about you. From a personal development standpoint, the next category is personal development. What are you interested in learning just for the sake of learning? What are you interested in getting better at just for the sake of getting better at? And that could be, I mean, think about developing a new hobby, learning how to play guitar, learning a new language, just learning, getting better at things. I've got a buddy who just wanted to really learn how to code, so made a significant outlay of time and attention and money to take a coding class. And I thought that was super cool. Never anything that I would ever do. I guess I shouldn't say that necessarily, but probably not something I'm ever going to do. But what are you interested in doing? What are you interested in learning just for the sake of learning, of getting better? And then from a contentment and a spirituality standpoint, you know, we talk way too much about being happy and versus being content. Ice cream makes me happy. My kids and my family are the cause of contentment for me. You know, it's like my mood goes up and down, but my resting personality, that's really what happiness and contentment is. Happiness can spike, but I'm trying to live a more happy and a more contented life and pursuing maybe an overall spiritual purpose or whatever that is for you. So what can you be doing? What do you want to be doing to cultivate a deeper level of contentment within yourself? And that could come in the form of spirituality. It could come in the form of religion, and be more involved with that, whatever it might be. What practices would help you to live how you want? So with those six areas as your guide, again, subtract, add, Do as you like. I know that those have worked pretty well for me over the years. Think about what a perfect day would look like for you. So a perfect day, this masterpiece day. What time would you wake up? Would you wake up before everybody else? Would you sleep in? What would you do right when you woke up? Go have a glass of water. Go back to bed. Would you exercise? Would you take a walk? Would you read the paper? Would you have a cup of coffee? Would you eat something? What would that be? Kiss your loved ones. Again, what time? What would you do? And then what would the rest of the morning look like? What would you be paying attention to? Would you read the paper? And keep that going for the rest of the morning. What would the rest of the morning look like? And then I guess the next question is, would you work? Would you be working during the day? What would you be doing to earn a living? Really think about everything, every little detail that you possibly can. And then go through the rest of the day. How would the afternoon look? What would you do for lunch? What would you be exercising? Who would you be spending time with? What kind of thoughts would you be thinking? What kind of work would you be doing? What kind of conversations would you be having? And then what would the evening look like? Would you stay at home? Would you cook with the family, turn some music on, have some wine? Or would you go out to eat? And what about dinner? what would that look like? And then what would the rest of the evening look like? To read, watch TV, have a great conversation. What time would you go to bed? And if you could repeat that day every day for the rest of your life, would that be right there how you'd like to live? That day that you just thought about. And again, the only way to figure this out is to ask those questions and really walk through that and figuring it out. So once you do figure out, and that's what the whole goal of this exercise is figure out what that day looks like. And then you're here, that day's there. What's standing in your way? What's standing in the way of you living that life? What's stopping you? What is it? Now, what can you start doing right now to start moving in the direction of that life? Certainly extremely possible that it's not a doable thing. Maybe it is. Again, this is taking small bites. It's not eating the whole thing all in one bite. It's taking small bites of it. What help do you need to get there? Who can help you get there? What family, loved ones, business partners, mentors, resources do you need? Who are those people? If you don't know who they are, start researching. If there's somebody that is doing what you want to be doing, learn about them. Figure out who those people are. Figure out how they did it. So figure out who it is that's doing what you want to be doing. Figure it out. What resources will you need to learn? What things will you need to do? Start putting a plan together to make that happen. Keeping that perfect day top of mind, but focusing on what you can be doing right now, tomorrow, the next day, to start getting closer to making that day a reality. There's only 50 Saturdays a year. Life is both too long and too short to not be living how you want. So, really enjoyed doing these Money Patriot. That's what the MP stands for. If people are like, what is that? The MP stands for Money Patriot. Really enjoyed doing these segments. And I think back to the reason that I started doing them in the first place. The whole premise was trying to inspire and increase people feeling personal responsibility for making sure that they have their financial act together. Because if they do not, if you don't, then you are reliant on somebody else to take care of you financially. And that's not what anybody wants. At least I don't think so. I can't imagine. So that was the whole motivating driver behind the Money Patriot. Be a Money Patriot. Be somebody who's supporting your fellow Americans, your fellow countrymen and women. Because if none of us save any money, then we are all fucked because there's not going to be enough money to go around. And as these words are leaving my mouth, I realize that it's probably never been more of an important time to continue having those conversations because we just spent so much money and on whatever term that you want to use, bailout, stimulus, support, and one day the chicken's going to come home to roost. And the only thing that you and I can really do is to make sure that we're doing the things that we can be doing in our own, on our own lives, and making sure that we can reach the parts of our garden that, or tend to the parts of our garden that we can reach. And if we all did that, then that would be doing your part. So anyway, so very much enjoyed that, and I'm sure that I will come back to it. But right now, moving forward, I am interested in focusing on and helping you live the life that you want. So moving forward, this segment will be called LHYW, which is the acronym for Live How You Want. So hopefully you've gotten something out of this today. I know it's not an easy thing to do. These are big questions. The thing about goals, not enough of us have them. Fewer still actually write them down. And if you actually do write it down, that makes such a huge difference for a million different reasons. So put pen to paper, figure out what you want your ideal day to look like, what you want your life to look like. Figure out how you can start moving in the direction of that life. Remember, the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.